And so today we're going to talk about a very basic issue. What makes a woman a nida? What's the precise event that makes a woman a nida? So the pasuk says in Mitzayra, V'isha ki tia zava, dam yezoiva bibsara. Pasuk's basically pashit, the blood flowing in the woman. The one word there that's not so clear is it says bibsara. It's flowing in her flesh. So that's really an unclear word, because what else would it be flowing? What does it mean flowing in her flesh? So Chazal tell us, the Dachnam Aleph, that if not for that word, in her flesh, we would assume when it says that a woman's flowing dam, it means the dam is flowing out of the woman. From the fact that it says in her flesh, it's mechadish to us that even if it's an internal flow, it hasn't come out yet. And the Gemara tells us what this means. On Dachnam Aleph, the Gemara says that the blood has exited the cervix and entered into the Beis Hachitzon. It says it's gone out of the Makar and into the Beis Hachitzon. And a woman, there's a few parts, right? The first part where the blood is produced is in the uterus. Under the uterus, there's something called the cervix, which is a muscle that supports the uterus. It's important in pregnancy. And that doesn't produce blood. And the blood flows from the uterus down through the cervix. And then at the end of the cervix, it goes into the Beis Hachitzon. The Beis Hachitzon is the vaginal canal. So the Gemara tells us that when the dam is in the uterus, flowing within the uterus, the lining shedding, and it's flowing down through the cervix, the woman's tahar, because that's completely internal. It's something that's happening in the woman, so internal, doesn't create tumah. But once it goes into the Beis Hachitzon, which is already a little bit more magola, it's not as internal. Chazal call it makum shashamash dash. It's somewhat more external. So at that point, she becomes anida, at that precise point. So that's the first thing we need for a woman to become anida, that the blood of her uterus is flowing into her Beis Hachitzon. But the Gemara tells us there's a second tanai, and this is the tanai we're going to focus on today. The second tanai the Gemara tells us in Daphne Zion is that even if the dam went into the Beis Hachitzon, but it's only tamei when the woman feels it. And it learns this also from the word bibsara. The word bibsara starts with an extra hay in her flesh. The blood is flowing in her flesh. So the Gemara says, what does it need, bibsara with the hay? Her flesh, that she feels it. It's not that objectively, klapishmaya galya, the woman's feeling a flow of dam. But it's bibsara. It's flowing in her, and she feels it's flowing in her. So that's what makes the woman a nida. Acha targish bibsara. Now, if a woman doesn't feel it, the dam comes out, but she doesn't feel it, so then the Gemara calls that a kesem. Says that's a kesem, a stain. And the Gemara says the stain is tahor min haTorah. If a woman is motzei kesem, she discovers a stain, she's tahor min haTorah. And the Gemara tells us sometimes she's moteres legamri. If the stain is found on colored garments, some other details, but it's found on certain objects, on objects that are colored, so then the woman's tahor legamri. That's called finding a stain, if she felt it. So then the Gemara calls that a re'iyah, and that's tamei min haTorah. So the big shayla is, what is a hargasha? Right, that's really unclear. What's considered a hargasha? What makes a woman a nida d'oraisa, and what will be considered tumah d'rabbanan, or perhaps mutar legamri? What will be b'chlal kesem? So, to understand the sugya, you have to give some background, historical background. And the background is to know, this whole sugya, we're saying, what is a hargasha? So it's presupposing that there's a sugya here. There's a presupposing, just by asking the question, that there's some sort of ambiguity in what sort of feeling the Torah was talking about. The emesis, until the 1700s, there's not a single word anywhere that is a safek, that there's any no rishon, no achron until the 1700s ever suggested that there's a way for a woman to feel dam. She feels that she's a nida, she feels that the dam came from her, and yet she is tahor min atayra. That she hasn't had hargasha. The pashas, you get the very strong pashas, is that anything is hargasha. The reason that's so pashta, the reason that's so much the pashas, until you see the later achron, and it would seem so much the pashas, is because the Gemara doesn't describe a hargasha, but when it talks about kesem, it's very clear what a kesem is. A kesem, that which is not having hargasha, seems to be mutually exclusive with either you have argasha or you discover a stain. If you didn't have argasha, it's called finding a stain. And a stain in the Gemara is clear. Throughout all the poskim in the Gemara, is a stain is something that is only going to be tamei if there's no other possible source. If there's nothing to be told on. If a woman went through a shuk shal tabachim, she went through a butcher shop, or she has some other wound, she has a wound on her arm, so memela, her kesem will be tahar. It won't be tamei, because a kesem, you don't know that it came from her. So if there's any place else it could have come from, it's just the Rabbanan and the Bermekel. The Gemara says about a katana, a woman who hasn't seen dam yet, so she's not old enough to see that we would expect her to see dam. Her ksamim are tahar. She finds a stain, she's tahar. If she has her ear, she's tamei. But if she finds a stain, we'll say it must be it's from somewhere else, even if she didn't walk through a butcher shop. But we'll say it's so unlikely it came from her. Let's assume that mistama came from someplace else. Mistama somehow down fell on her mibachotz. The Gemara says we assume that she passed through a shuk shel tabachim v'lava daite. We assume that it came from somewhere else. What you never find anywhere before the 1700s is anyone saying you can have a woman who has a kesem. We know it came from her because she felt it came from her, but it's a kesem because she didn't have the right type of hargasha. Right? So it sounds like it's really mutually exclusive. Hargasha means she feels it comes from her, and therefore she knows the dams not from the shuk shel tabachim, or it's a tumah d'rabbanan, in which case it's found in kesem. She didn't feel it from her, and the only way she knows she came from her is because she deduces it must have come from her. Where else did it come from? So that would seem pashtas. Rashi describes hargasha. He says isha margeshes. Rashi says kolomer yodas ba'atzma kisha yotzi dami mena. Shulchan Aruch lashon is just v'husha targish v'yisiyas adam. A woman's tummy when she feels v'yisiyas adam. So she's Pashas, we would say. What's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that in a chinami, the event that makes her anida is blood flowing in the vaginal canal, but that's not enough that event happens objectively. B'mtzias it happened. It has to be that she was cognizant of it. She has some first-hand idea, direct idea of it. She felt it. But if she just has an indirect idea about it, that she found the stain, and she concludes it must be from her. Where else did it come from? So, since there's not an actual sensual, pure, direct idea of Dam Zovim Sara that she mamish felt it, she just deduces it. So that's not going to be Tamei. That's going to be the Rabbanon. That's going to be called Kesem, and that you have to see if there's anything to be told on. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva points out that there are two earlier makoros about hargashas. There are two Rishonim who give a description of hargasha. And it's true they give a description of hargashas, but it's in specific cases. It's relevant to specific cases that they're discussing, and they're not discussing, describing hargasha to put a limit on what's hargasha, to define hargasha. They just mention in passing a particular description of hargasha. I'll just mention two places. One is the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about hargasha, he just says she feels it. He's sosim. He just says in general she feels it. But when he's talking about a woman urinating, the Rambam writes that a woman who's urinating and she has hargasha, so she's tamei. And there, the way he describes hargasha, he says a woman who is urinating, vanizdazdeas gufa, and her body trembles, she's tamei. So when he mentions hargasha, he uses the words that she trembles. So some have thought of this almost like the shitas harambam, that to be a hargasha, she has to tremble. So Pashas, that's not accurate. As the Rambam, when he says a woman has to have hargasha, he doesn't mention anything, doesn't describe anything. When he's talking about a woman urinating, so there he says tremble. L'chor the pshat is because he's being realistic. He's a doctor, and he's being realistic. A woman who's urinating, so she's not going to feel dam zova b'psara, that regular sort of hargasha. How would a woman urinating feel, right? She feels. She feels urine going through her. How he feels something specific that she knows that she's become a nida, so that would be that she trembles. I mean, the Rambam was just saying something related to the Metzias. I mean, he only brings this up by a woman urinating, because by a woman urinating is Mestavritim just described, you know, Dibur Behova, just tells a case. How does a woman feel this? Right? A woman, if you ask a woman, she'd say, when she's urinating, she probably would not be able to feel, right, and any feeling. The feel of damsova vipsara, right? A woman's not like, it's not like turning on a faucet when she gets her period. It's not like urinating. Urinating is a very strong feeling of flow. Menstruation is a very dachistic of flow, right? So I'm just telling you, I'm at sea if it's going to happen. The other makor quotes the Truus Hadeshin. The Truus Hadeshin discusses a woman who feels she niftach makora, that her uterus has opened and something came out of her. And the Truus Hadeshin discusses what would it then be if she can't find what came out of her. She doesn't see it. Does she have to assume that which came out of her was blood of a bad color, and that she's tamea? Does she have to assume that? So he's talking about a case of a woman whose mukher opened and something comes out of her, because he wants to tell us it's relevant to his case. His case is, when we know something comes out of her uterus and we don't know what it is, what should we assume it is? So therefore he's talking about that case. But what he doesn't say, just to make it clear, he doesn't say, nobody says, before the 1700s, that a woman could feel something that she actually has felt that the dams from her, and yet it doesn't qualify as argasha. Right, so just to say, it would be dishonest to say that the Trumas Hadeshen holds Hargashas Dafka Psichas Pia Makar. Rambam holds his Dafka trembling. It's definitely say at least not Mukher from what they're saying, but they do mention it. In the 1700s, there erupted a big machlekes here, a big machlekes that has forever impacted Hilchas Nida, at least by some people. The Nodiv Yehuda, and those who side with him, the Beis Meir, the Chacham Sadam, they take a say, there's no sugi here. Everything's Aragasha. There's all the Torah says is Damzova Bibsara. She feels it as opposed to Kesem. There's no such feeling that's not the right feeling. There's no wrong feeling. All your feelings are good. So, they validate your feelings. However, the Shev Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Katz, and after him the Chassam Sofer, so they made a claim, a tremendous claim, that if a woman feels blood flowing through her vaginal canal, she's not a nida. That's not a hargasha. To be a hargasha, she has to feel a pesichas pi hamakar, the opening of the makar. The opening of the lechor, they mean the cervix, an opening that's heralding the beginning of her period. It's interesting. I mean, first it's interesting because the pasuk itself, dam zovah v'bsara, sounds like we would imagine it's talking about the feeling of a zivus darolach, a flow in her vaginal canal. But they say no. That's not what it is. What is a hargasha? So So they write, a hargasha is the feeling, right? It's just this feeling. Chavastas is slightly different, just mention. Chavastas sometimes given as different shita, almost the same shita, very slightly different description. The Chavastas describes it not as a psichas pia makar, but rather she feels the blood flowing out of the cervix, into the Beis HaChitzon. Not flowing in the Beis HaChitzon, but flowing out of the pia makar. Slightly different description. Yeah.
Into the Beis
HaChitzon
versus out of
the Makor? Into the Beis HaChitzon as opposed to within the Beis HaChitzon. Meaning she feels down flowing a little bit lower down, meaning not at the cervical opening, but rather on the walls of the vaginal canal itself, that would qualify. Now, it's all very interesting. It makes a big nafka mina l'maisa. The reason there's a big nafka mina here is because what is the mitzias? What do women actually feel? So a woman does actually not feel a psichus pia makar, in at least in the way that the Sam Sofer and Rav Yaakov seem to envision it, as an actual opening going on to allow the blood out. In fact, Rav Yaakov, who was the first one to make this chiddush, says he asked many women to try to find someone to corroborate his theory and to tell him that she actually feels such a thing, and he says that no woman that he asked had any clue what he was talking about. Did this bother him? Maybe, but he went on. He said he still feels this is emes. What does he do? Maybe he'll say Nishtan Hatara. But he said a woman couldn't tell him this. Now, if you ask a doctor about this, do women feel this? So a doctor, what would he do? Probably smile. He'd probably smile because he would know that in fact there's no psichus pia makar at all. The makar is not closed. The canal actually is straight. It goes straight from the uterus, goes through the cervix, into the canal. It does get narrower at a point, but there's no actual opening, and nothing opens. It just flows out. It's open, the drain is always open, and when she's menstruating, the dam flows out. When she's not menstruating, there's nothing to flow out. Yeah.
So that would be better for
Chavastas
than
the Chavastas.
The whole point of the Chasm Sofer says that one opens, the one closes.
Oh, that. We'll talk about that afterwards, because we'll see. The Chavastas also, the Chavastas is perhaps more conceivable. Perhaps the woman, you know, I had at least a case where like a big blood clot comes out of the pia makar. Woman might feel it up there. Generally, a woman will never feel just a regular menstruating woman. It's not going to feel down flowing out of the cervix. The reason is that basically women don't feel things that internal. But women do feel. It's different from woman to woman. Women often will feel before they actually see them, they'll feel that, they'll describe it, something brewing in that area, in the Beis HaChitzon, something cooking, something like some feeling of motion. They'll also feel a discharge. When they discharge them, they'll often feel something. Some women will tell you they feel absolutely nothing. They don't feel discharge at all. The only way they feel them is when there's a wetness, the wetness on the pad, on their underwear. Now, wetness on the pad, so that's not feeling anything. Even though Yehuda would say that's not hargasha, right? That's just, right? If you sit on a wet chair, you'll feel wet, but that's not dam zova b'psara. But a discharge, some feeling that's coming from her, that the Noed Yehuda would say is a discharge. But to the Chasam Sofer and the Chavastas, both of their feelings are not feelings that seem to be felt. So this makes a nafka mina, right? It makes a nafka mina. Lamaisa, not so clear what the nafka mina is though, because what does the Chasam Sofer say? Okay, if there's psichus pia makar is what makes women anida and women don't feel it, so what do we do now? So the Chasam Sofer doesn't address that question. Doesn't mention it. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't address the question. So we'll have to talk about that. Okay. But before we do that, we have to talk about, okay, so where is the Chassam Sofer coming from, right? We've just basically built him as really against the Pashto. So where did he get this idea from? So he has a diak. The etzim is one diak. A diak, and it's you see how stark Achronim could go with a diak. So we're going to discuss the diak. You can see if you hear the diak. It's definitely a diak, but is it a compelling diak? Is it a powerful enough diak to really make a sort of revolution? You know, this shinu in teva, right? Shinu in the way things have been described. It used to be, there was no such thing as seeing down without psichus pi makar. If it was without psichus pi makar, shouldn't show anything besides for finding a kesem. And afterwards, it's not like that. Right, she never feels psichus pi makar, but she usually does feel. I think at least half of women, maybe more, do feel some sort of discharge before their dam comes out. Do feel the dams from them. Oh. So what's the diak? So diak's like this. Diak's from a Gemara talking about a woman who's urinating, and the Gemara talks about the din of blood found in the urine. And the Gemara talks about what's the dinner. It says it depends, right? The actual dinim are it's a long Gemara we're going to talk about later in the year, but it talks about it in one stage of the Gemara. It says it depends whether she had hargasha or not. If she had hargasha, so then the blood in the urine is certainly tummy because she had hargasha neither. She knows this is down on the car. If she didn't have a hargasha, so then it's clear that this dam is from the kidneys. And she's tar. And even if it was from the makar, she's tar because she didn't have aragasha. If, and the Gemara talks about what if she was a suffix? She was urinating and she had a suffix. She felt something, but she doesn't know what it was. Was the feeling from the urination, or was the feeling from the dam? The Gemara talks about these cases. So the Chassam Sofer sees in this Gemara a tremendous diak. A tremendous diak will get what a hargasha is. He says, one second. The Gemara says that you can have a woman urinating who does not have a hargasha, and therefore she's tahar. Even if the blood is from the makar, she's tahar because she didn't have a hargasha. So he says, one second. How can you have a woman who has dam from a makar and urinating and does not have a hargasha? Because that's impossible. If, like the note of Yehuda, Zivas Davar Lach, feeling a flow is a hargasha, so of course she had hargasha. She's feeling a flow. The flow is from the urine. Now she thinks the flow is from the urine. But she feels the flow. Now if the dam was from the makar, Einachinami, she didn't feel that dam's coming from the makar as opposed to coming from the kidneys. What the flow is, she doesn't feel that, but she did feel a flow. She felt a zivus davar lach. She feels something flowing. So how could she possibly say that I was urinating and I saw dam afterwards, but I know I wasn't margish. I know I didn't feel dam zovah b'bsar. How could you possibly know that? You felt a flow. You're feeling something liquid flowing. And therefore he says, it must be a feeling of a flow is not a hargasha. So therefore, a woman urinating, even though she feels flow, she could say, I'm tahora, I didn't have hargasha. Because I felt a flowing, but that doesn't make me a nida. Makes me a nida is a psichus pi makar, and I didn't feel that. And therefore, I'm tahora. So maybe you hear the diak already. Maybe you hear it good. If you don't hear it good, I'll try to explain it. But to explain this so you hear it, you'll just have to talk out that the certain assumptions he made. Right? If you understand it, you made his assumptions. The certain assumptions he made. You have to make some assumption here, because of course you know that the flow of urination is for sure not a hargasha shnita, right? It's different pipes, right? There's one pipe is the urinary tract and one is the vaginal canal. Different pipes. So certainly, the feeling of urine going through the urinary tract is not a feeling, a flow that will make a woman a nida. What makes her nida is the feeling of blood flowing through the vaginal canal. So what did the Chassam Sofer mean? He meant to say, is that in a chinam, there are two different pipes, so the pipes are right next to each other, right near each other, and there's no way a woman could distinguish. And therefore, it's impossible that a woman who was urinating could tell that she wasn't feeling a zivus daralach in the Beis Achitza. Right? He says that should be impossible. He says if a flow in the Beis Achitza makes a nida, there's no way that she could distinguish between the flow of Meraglayim to a flow in the Beis Achitza. And therefore, there's no way she could say she didn't feel a flow. So he must be assuming that. Now the other thing he's assuming is that, okay, all right, so let's say she can't distinguish. So good. So that's why she doesn't have a hargasha. She says, I didn't feel hargasha. Why doesn't she have a hargasha? Because she didn't feel a hargasha. Maybe while she was urinating, the zosel dam coming out of the Beis Achitzon, but she didn't feel it. Right? She could still say she didn't feel it. How does she know she didn't feel it? Because, first of all, she could say, I didn't feel it because tach is impossible to feel. Right? Likely, Eina Chinami, she doesn't feel, but why doesn't she feel it? Right? What does it mean not to feel something? Right? Let's say L'masha. A person has a watch, wearing a watch at a chasana, and the band is booming. Right? The room is shaking. Now, could he feel his watch ticking? If you're in a quiet room, you can feel your watch ticking, right? So yesh lachar, okay? Very lamshach hakira. Does the person feel the watch is ticking, but he can't recognize it because it's overshadowed by the band? Or does he not feel the watch ticking? So I would say it could be he doesn't feel the watch ticking, right? Not only that, it could be, I would say he really doesn't feel the watch ticking. I would say, if you were looking in his brain at the, I don't know how you're looking at it. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel it. I would say even more that perhaps, even if he did feel it, but if he had no way to distinguish it, it was impossible to distinguish. Right? Let's say she's urinating and it's impossible. It feels exactly like urination and it's impossible for her to distinguish. Maybe that's also not called feeling. Right? If a person feels it down, even though they don't realize it, they don't put the label to it, but they actually felt it, so that'll be a hargasha. You could have such a thing of hargasha, but you didn't lava daita. You didn't really notice it. But if it doesn't notice it because it's impossible to notice because it's so overshadowed, so is that even called a hargasha? Maybe it's not called a hargasha. Maybe in a chinami, a woman urinating, there's no way for her to have hargasha without some sort of psichas pia makar, without some sort of feeling in the makar. But maybe if a woman's not urinating and feels a flow in her Beis Achitzon, maybe there is a hargasha. So the Chassam Sofer assumed not that way. The Chassam Sofer assumed when a woman's urinating, if there was dam in the Beis Achitzon, it could be this dam in the Beis Achitzon, and that's causing a feeling, and she's feeling that feeling, but it's impossible for a woman to distinguish that feeling from the urine, and therefore, when she's urinating, it should be impossible for her to say, I was not having a ziva in the Beis Achitza. And therefore says the Chassam Sofer, it must be that a zivus daralach in the Beis Achitza is not a hargasha. Yeah.
Remember repeat that last part of the
Chazan about how it comes out. Right, he says like this, that when she's urinating, it is impossible for her to say, I am not feeling the dam flowing in the Beis Achitza. Because when she's urinating, she would feel the dam flowing in the Beis Achitzon, but she would not be able to distinguish it as being in the Beis Achitzon. She cannot distinguish it from her feeling of the urine flowing. And therefore, there's no way that she could say with certainty that I didn't have a hargashas dam.
She can't say that she didn't.
She can't say she didn't.
But she can't say that she did.
She can't say she did, right? She also can't say she did. So what could she say? She could say she felt a psichas pia makar. But the Chassam Sofer is saying from the fact that she could say I didn't feel a psichas pia makar, right? That she could say when she urinates she doesn't feel a psichas pia makar. So therefore, the only way a woman could say conclusively they didn't have hargasha is if the only valid hargasha is psichas pia makar. Because then she could say, when she's urinating, I didn't feel psichas pia makar. I felt flow. but I didn't feel 6 feet in the car. So then she could say, Vados, I didn't have hargasha. But if hargasha is the feeling of flow, so then a woman urinating couldn't possibly say she didn't feel it.
So meaning the problem that
the Chassam Sofer is trying to deal with is that how can the Gemara say Idelo Irkasha? How can I say those words? Right. How could say the words Idelo Irkasha? That's it. That's the diak. Yeah.
Wouldn't that mean that every time she's urinating, it's a Safek
HaGasha? So he would say that Fila no debi Yehuda, every woman who's urinating should be a Safek HaGasha. And the Gemara doesn't say that.
Or right.
That's a good way of saying it. Now, the no debi Yehuda could say there could be a Vadei HaGasha. Why? Because the no debi Yehuda doesn't say if Sikhas Pia Makar is not a HaGasha. He could say she felt something, that's Meyuchet to getting her period. Could be. But right, okay. So that's the diak. That's the diak. Yeah.
So just when we say only p'ticha pei makar, also like mezaza gufa, or is exclusive?
Also, also. I mean, here's what I mean. You know, the truth is, I don't know if anyone knows exactly what p'ticha pei makar is. Maybe I do know, but the Chassam Sofer doesn't claim to know. So it would be something like that, some sort of feeling of something. Oh, now what is now the Samsung we just says that has his raya that a feeling of flow is not a hargasha. Where did he get the idea of psichas pia makar from? How does he know that that's the hargasha? So he gets it from another Gemara. The other Gemara is in Daf Gimel. The Gemara is discussing din in Tum and Tara. In Tum and Tara, there's halacha that any woman who has any dam in her Beis Achitzon, she's Tmeya. And this is true even if without a hargasha. A woman's not an Ezel Abayla without a hargasha, but the blood itself from the uterus is always an Afatoma, and if it's in the Beis Achitzon, on the walls of the Beis Achitzon, it'll make a woman into a Rishon Latoma. Therefore, Lagabe Tum and Tara, it's important to know if a woman saw dam even without her gasha. Is there any blood in the woman? So the Gemara has a question. A woman who gets her period, do we have to worry l'mafreya that maybe before she actually got her period, she actually felt her period, maybe there was already blood in the Beis Achitzon, which she hadn't felt, and that she actually is Tame, Lagabe Tum and Taros, and that the truma that she touched should be Tame. Yeah. Okay, let me say it again. Okay, like this. This is for the first few daf from Maseches Nida. It has a question of any woman who's Tame Nida. Do we worry that she was Tmeya backwards? Meaning, if she gets her period, meaning she feels down coming, flowing in her, whatever she feels. She feels hargasha, or she checks herself and finds dam on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. And she touched truma on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So do we have to worry that the truma she touched at 9 o'clock is tame? Because even though she only actually had a hargasha at 10 o'clock, she only checked herself and found dam at 10 o'clock, only actually became a nida at 10 o'clock, but perhaps there was already blood in her Beis Achitzon that she didn't notice at 9 o'clock, and therefore she is carrying blood from the Makar, and blood from the Makar is Tame, even, right, blood from the Makar, even if you were making a decision into the Makar and take out blood, that blood would be Tame. Okay? Even if someone would rip out a woman's uterus, the uterus would be Tame. Okay? It's interesting din in Nida. We're not going to talk about that. But the point is like this. The Chazal, Bimei Tum V'Tara, were concerned that perhaps a woman who becomes a Nida already was Tmeya, Lagabi Tuma Vitara, before she discovered the blood. Yeah, good to see.
Rabbi saying that the truma she touched at 9 o'clock, right? We're going to say that she was tmeya because even though she only had her kasha at 10 o'clock, there was dam in the Beit HaKnesset
right.
at 9 o'clock.
Right.
How did the dam get there? She's only coming in her kasha at 10 o'clock and we're saying that before.
Oh, because the dam came with her kasha. Well, everyone agrees that dam could come from the makor without a hargasha.
So the dam came earlier.
Why? Because if not, so you wouldn't have ksama.
Okay, yeah.
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 I was saying there's a chilek in the din tuma of a woman whether or not she is a nida as opposed to if she came into contact with dam nida.
Yeah.
If she is a nida, so then she's a optima, I guess.
Right.
And not that she's a Rishon.
Right, a Rishon and not also to her husband.
But still will be Matame, I guess.
Right.
So we're just concerned about that lighter Indian Tuma talk.
Right.
But not concerned about if she was Nida earlier, but she didn't have Hargasha, so we don't care about that.
Right, that's Pashtus. You know, it's a very big Sugya. It's actually the hardest Sugya in Maseches Nida. I found you could learn Kemat, the whole Maseches Nida, and the time it takes you to figure out that first sugya you need. Okay? So, it's complicated sugya. That's in a nutshell. So, the Gemara says, Shammai was of the opinion that we don't assume that she, we're not metami her backwards. And he gives many svaras, lots of back and forth, but one of his svaras he says is that Isha Margeshis Va'atzma. We're not choshesh for dam coming without hargasha. We're not choshesh for dam without hargasha. It happens. There's such a thing as ksam. It could happen, but we're not choshesh for it. And therefore, since the woman didn't have hargasha, we're not choshesh that she saw dam earlier. We're not choshesh dam coming out of the uterus into the Beis Achitzon without her having hargasha of that. And therefore, we assume she was not tummy. So that's Shammai's svar. It's not a standalone svar. It's also because of the Cheskes Tara. But one of the points that Shammai says to bolster her Cheskes Tara is that had there been dam in her Beis Achitzon, she would have likely had a hargasha. Right? Kesem apparently is not so is not as common as hargasha. Fine. So then the Gemara says, well, what about a sleeping woman? A sleeping woman. So now, maybe we have to worry, right? She touched Truma in her sleep. And then when she wakes up, she finds Dam. So maybe, now we can't say, oh, Mistama, she didn't see Dam earlier. When she woke up, she found Dam. We can't say, oh, Mistama, the Dam just came when she woke up. She was sleeping. Of course she didn't feel when the Dam came. So the Gemara says, no, even a sleeping woman, Shammai says, we could assume that the Dam didn't come till she woke up. He says, Yishena Nami, Agav Tzara Misara. A sleeping woman as well, because of the Tzar, of the blood coming out of her uterus, she wakes up, she or at least could wake up, meaning to have Ergashas Meraglayim. Just like we find that people sometimes wake up when they need the bathroom. Right? They wake up, they need to urinate, they can wake up from their sleep. So too, a woman, if she got her period, there's reasons to think she would have woken up. And therefore, that helps her Cheskes Tara to assume that the dam only came when she woke up. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara, you don't see from this Gemara that there's things that aren't Hargasha, but what you do see from this Gemara is that it is a likely thing that a woman will feel some sort of pain or discomfort when the dam goes into the Beit HaChitzon, when it exits her. So therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, this feeling must be the feeling of Psichas Pia Makar, and this is the actual Hargasha that makes the woman tzmeya. Right, it's not a raya that if she feels a lower flowing of the ethanol canal, it's not a Hargasha. But it is a pretty solid raya that there is a feeling of dam going into her Beis HaChitzon. Discomfort. Now, So you ask them, do they feel this? They'll tell you they've never felt the damp flowing out of their pia makar. So many have said based on this that lefil of sam soifer nishtana teva and there's no hargashas with zman hazeh. The emes is you have to know something that statement is not true. Even to the Chacham Sofer, that statement is not really really true. Because if you ask the doctor about this, it's interesting. Women, at least about half of women, I'd say, before they see dam, they have cramping, some sort of feeling of discomfort in the area of their uterus down there. And why is that? If you ask the doctor why that is, the actual reason why women have menstrual cramping is because when a woman gets her period, the uterus contracts and has small contractions, you know, nothing like the contractions a woman giving birth has, but she has small contractions, and that causes pain. And then the blood going into the cervix, when there's blood in the cervix, the blood, menstrual blood is thick, right? It's the lining and it's thick, and the cervical opening is narrow, and as the blood enters into the cervix, it causes pain. And this is pain that causes the symptoms of menstruation. So there really is such a thing. You know, the sense you get from the Chacham Sofer, they're not going to feel. The sense of a faucet opening, you don't have that. But it doesn't mean, it would be untrue, I think, to say this doesn't exist. Oh, so in any case, yeah.
Well, as you were saying, it's not true to say it doesn't exist. This is something different. I mean, that's not what we're talking about.
Right. So I'll tell you like this. The Chacham Sofer himself, I think like the Shev Yaakov says, he says he asked people and no one could tell him what it is.
Right.
But I'm just saying, b'metzias, this definitely could be what the Gemara is describing. The Gemara is saying a woman who gets her period, she her chazak is strengthened because She could have felt it when it went into the Beis Hakitzon. So that is a true thing. That there's a reason to think that a woman's Beis Hakitzon is clean because she didn't feel any symptom of menstruation. Right. So I'm just saying you could explain the Gemara as not being a stira to the Metzias.
Right, but that would not be for the Chacham Sofer. That would be for if there's another
right. If we take the Chacham Sofer very precisely what he's saying, so scientifically we'll have that problem. You're right.
Right.
I don't know if we have to be so. You know, I don't think in the Chacham Sofer's time they knew what caused menstrual cramping. I myself didn't know until I researched it. Right. So, right. Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. So let's just talk about this camp. Right, we're not saying we're accepting this camp, right? I don't think I did a very good job of convincing the island that the Chacham Sofer is a better position than the Navi Yehuda, or at least I hope I didn't because I wasn't trying to. But I was trying to like give over the actual sugya. But let's talk about it. What do we say then if we were to go like the Chacham Sofer? If we accepted this, so. There's three mahalchim here. The first mahalach, which I think is probably the most authentic Chacham Sofer mahalach, you know, if we want to know what the Chacham Sofer himself would have said, is given by the Chacham Sofer's Talmud, the Maram Shek. Actually, both the Maram Shek and the Maram Shek said this. They say, exactly, it's also in the Aruch Lener, I think most clear is perhaps in Aruch Lener and Zayin. They say that what is this Psichas Pia Makar that his Rebbe was referring to? he says it's the cramping, it's the sensations, the physical sensations that precede a woman's period. Those sensations are actually the discomfort the Gemara is talking about. The Aruch Lener says the Gemara calls it a tsar, it's a feeling of Agav Sarah, Misara, discomfort, it says, then that's what it's referring to. Yeah.
So Maram Shek puts it in the name of Chacham Sofer, right?
No. He doesn't say the name of Chacham Sofer. That's a Chacham Sofer, I'm still not clear.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he was close to that dar, and I think it's the most authentic, modernistic interpretation of Psichas Yom Kar. So, So that's a mahalach. That's a mahalach. The problem with the mahalach is that as a standalone mahalach, it's very, because a lot of women don't feel this. Right? Because some women feel it very strong. Generally, as women get older, they feel it less. You know, single women, women who've never given birth, often feel it a lot. They'll have to take an Advil, it'll really, really hurt. Older women gets weaker. So that's a problem, right? As a standalone, right? Because really nobody, there's really nobody, nobody, no Orthodox rabbi will ever say that a woman could get her period, and this is her regular period, and she's tahara. No one will say that, right? No one within the pale from Israel. So, okay, so the standalone, it's a possibility, yeah.
Yeah. What do we know that's the case?
That what's the case?
That every period is nida.
That every period. Okay, we don't know that. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that. But one thing I'll tell you is that no one wants to say, no one's happy saying, I'll tell you what no one's happy saying, that a regular period, that this is the woman's normal period, and she's tahora. Nobody wants to say that. Because it's not true. It's just not true. You know, however much you like that diyak, it's still not going to be true that a woman who gets a normal period isn't a nida.
Even like
the Chassam Sofer, I want to tell you, he has many shuvos anida. He only brought this up when he was discussing a case of a woman who was post-menopause and was really having something strange going on. But it's basically impossible to suggest that Chassam Sofer would say, yeah.
The woman you heard about, she doesn't have a vest.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Okay, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, it's coming. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that. I'll probably everything. So that's one mahalach. The other limitation, the other problem, just lomdish a problem in that mahalach, is that in the Gemara, you get the sense a woman who gets argasha is immediately tameya. She has argasha power, she's tame. Lefila maram shik, it doesn't have to be true, right? A woman could have this menstrual cramping and really have had absolutely no blood go into the beis achitzo. Right? The menstrual cramping is above the the cervix and above. It does not necessarily mean that dam has entered the beis achitzo. That's definitely something of a problem in lomdus with the maram shek. Okay, so that's one mahalach. The second mahalach is really the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashim, Rav Vazner, have tshuvos, and they're all more or less mechave to one nekuda. They say whether Nodi Behuda is right or the Chassam Sofer is right, they say it makes no difference. Makes no difference. He says because even if they're right, but Lemaisa, they're right about what's true b'mechazal. That b'mechazal, the Chassam Sofer is positing that woman felt psichas pia makar. And therefore, that psichas pia makar, that's not a normal ri'ya, and therefore the woman is tahora. But the amenu, that women don't feel this, and the normal way of getting a period is without a Chassam Sofer dika hargasha. So he says, avada, you don't need that hargasha. And in Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner, they explain that it's really pasha this way. He says, where do we get this idea? The Chassam Sofer is making a claim here that you need a psichas pia makar. Where would Chazal know such a thing from? The pasuk just says b'tzara, she feels it. How does that tell me psichas pia makar? So the Chassam Sofer himself addresses this issue in the Chidushim and Daf Zayin, and he writes that when the Torah says b'tzara, it teaches me that her flow of blood has to be a flow of blood that's felt bibsara, naturally, the normal way a period feels. Bibsara, meaning in her flesh, that it's, she's feeling it the way you feel it. The physical, she's getting the normal physical sensations that go along with damsel of bibsara. And therefore, the normal feeling involves a psichas pia makar. But if it's true that nishtana hateva, if that really is what's going on here, so nishtana hateva, nishtana halacha. Women don't feel it. What do they feel? So at most they feel is an od vihudas hargasha. So in meila, that's enough. That's a normal period. Rav Yashiv goes as far as to say, if you really believe in the Chassam Sofer, and you really believe it was the Shana HaTava, potentially we should completely throw out the whole din of Hargasha. He says that he feels that there are women who don't feel anything. Right? Rav Moshe writes he thinks it's not true. He says someone say they feel nothing, Rav Moshe says he doesn't think it's true. Rav Yashiv says some say it's not true, but he says a lot of women told him and he thinks it probably is true. Right? How can you have a suffix about such a basic thing? I'll tell you how. I could tell you how. Just from talking to women, I could tell you how you can have such a suffix, because it's a very dachistic feeling. Some women, I just don't know if they understand even, if they understand what I'm saying. Meaning, what Rav Yashiv says, he says it's a big riot to say that they feel something. He says, because they didn't feel anything, why is it that he asks a woman, how often does it have that dam flows out of you and you don't have a pad there? Right? Generally, a woman always knows when to put the pad on. You know, maybe she'll get the tiniest bit of, like somehow she knows. Yeah.
But this could just be because it's that time of month.
What?
That could just be because it's just that time of month.
I don't know if women are like that. I don't know if they're not Mitzvah Mitzvah Shesman Grama. I don't know if they necessarily even know that. At least my feeling is most women will say there's some way that they know to put there's time to put the pad on. So in any case, but he says that there are some women who seem to say they really don't know, that it really is a surprise. I think all women will tell you that occasionally they're actually surprised, they see blood and they're like, where's that from? Did I cut myself? Oh, I don't need to. So he said, for those women, he says it should come out, if you really accept the Chassam Sofer, that they'll never have a hetter of kesem. Whatever they see will be tamim and atayra, because that for them is a regular period. So he conceives of such a thing. Yeah, I don't know if anyone actually takes such a chumrah like that. But the concept behind this is to say, l'halacha, we have to go by the Noed Behuda. And even if you were convinced by the Chassam Sofer's Diyuk, you should still go by the Noed Behuda. Okay, so that's a second mahalach. The third mahalach is actually, at least in America, is I think the most popular mahalach. And it's really not in any sefer. I saw it Mitei Gavriel brings of a shame, Mori Hora. But it's not, there's no big name attached to this. There's something about it that I see why it's you would want to say such a mahalach. But it's a mechidush. They say like this. They say, let's zil baser taima. What's the concept going on here? What does the taira care if there's a pesikas pia makar or not? What does that make a difference? Why? What do you need hargasha for? Say like this. B'mei chazal there was hargasha. And that was mavchin between two types of blood. When there's hargasha, that means the woman's menstruating. That means she's menstruating. Sometimes she menstruates for 7 days. Sometimes she's a zava, she menstruates for longer, right? But it's a feeling of menstruation. And they felt that. And kesem was something else. Medically, the taka is two types of bleedings. There's a normal bleeding, which is menstruation, and there's another bleeding that the doctors call breakthrough bleeding. It's bleeding that's not coming from the lining falling out. It comes from some sort of fluctuation in hormones or her mood or anything else wrong in the uterus. But it's not part of what a doctor would call a systemic flow. There's no flow going on. Her body isn't systemically shedding the lining, pushing out blood. It happens. Some blood came off the makar. So therefore, that was the concept of chazal. There's a kesem, which you call staining. Right? They'll even call it, even Gaim, I believe, will call it a staining. And there's flow. And therefore, they're machalic. If a woman is getting her normal, it's a normal period, something's really going on, she's seeing down, so that's called a ria. When it's just a stain and not part of, doesn't seem to them, seems like it's breakthrough bleeding, an erratic blood came out, but not part of something bigger, it's not her period, so then there'll be matar, or give the coolest of ksamim. Right, regardless of whether she felt it coming out of her or not. This is a mahalach. In a sense, I could hear it as a possibility, definitely in Kavanas HaTorah, right? It's a nice thing, Kavanas HaTorah, you know, we don't want to make women always being tameya. Every time something funny goes on, it's a little bit of blood comes out. We want to be matar when she's anita, she's really having a real flow. You know, the time of the cry, I could hear it. I actually could hear it. Lemaisa, if it was true, I would say you're in big trouble. It's very misukin. How could a Rav decide on his own, right, we're talking about Issukaris, decide on his own, I think this is her period. And I think this is staining. Right? It's funny, you talk to Rabbanim, I've spoken to Rabbanim who hold this way, and it's a little bit annoying to me sometimes. Like so little basis, they can't really articulate based on what they're coming to their psak. Right? You wanna so it's something it's out there, it's a mahalach. You know, different rabbanim. You know, a lot of different rabbanim. You know, if you do shimush by one rav, they'll tell you their mahalach, and that's mekubal mahalach. You go to different rabbanim. You see, there's taka many different mahalachim out there, and a lot of them that I have to say to me seem somewhat arbitrary. Deciding what's a nida, what's a kesem. In any case, yeah.
Will the mind after me besides what's gonna happen to you, like after 120?
Right. I mean, being more hara.
Meaning, is it just because you'd be more mako and fit to kasam and say, meaning if it's breakthrough bleeding and it's on, but I'm assuming now they're not.
Right. And let's say it's breakthrough bleeding. The Rav said, this is breakthrough bleeding. I felt it come from me, but it's on color. So the Rav says it's mutter.
Meaning that would be an
right. Rav says it's mutter. They go on having tashmish, but Lefi the Nod Yehuda, or maybe even Lefi the Chassam Sofer himself, perhaps, right? Maybe this is her regular way she always sees Dam. Maybe she actually did feel some sort of feeling that her period is coming, but they're mattering it based on the sense that this probably isn't her period. It's not the right type of month. And very often with pills, Rabbanim give these psak. You know, Rav Moshe was. There are those who are very makel. Women who are on birth control pills often have a lot of problems with staining. Rav Moshe said, you know, he was very machmir. He said a woman who has staining, a woman, even if she doesn't have staining on birth control period pills, is asura to her husband. He says maybe you could be matter her when she is proven in 3 months that she's able to use these pills without seeing staining. He says, if not, we're always worried that maybe she's going to see dam. And he assumed that any dam she sees from these pills is going to be dam nida. I'm just saying, we don't hold like that of Moshe. We don't hold like that of Moshe. But I'm just saying, there's a camp that's very machmir. There's some who say, no, she's on a birth control pill. So I know, based on the chukim of this particular drug, that she's not getting her period now. She's not getting her period. She's not a nida.
Even if she, let's say, like according to Ms. Mahal, even if she doesn't have Hargasha at all, you should be
not afraid. Rav Moshe wrote that he was afraid. Okay, I'm just saying this sheet. This, we don't hold. It's not. I don't know if people are close to this. You have to be afraid that I don't really understand why he's so machmir on this. But he said you have to be afraid that it's like her yom havesas. It's like she's holding. She always might have hargasha and see dam in middle of tashmish. That was his, yeah.
Like I saw this question on the over. Don't women who don't have like a Vespa boy, don't they have a Cheskas Roa, meaning that they could see at any moment?
Right. So he understood this is even a worse Cheskas Roa because pills have gotten a little bit better since Rav Moshe's time, but the pills made a lot of staining. Like staining was like every few days they would get a stain. Mm-hmm. So that dam. A doctor will tell you that's breakthrough bleeding. The lining is still there. So that's the big enough community. Right, some akil would even tell a woman, so you have a problem with staining, so wear a colored pad. and the color pad will not be tame, will not make an isur kesem, and continue with your husband, right? And even if she feels the dam, right?
Even if she feels
the blood coming, but if she doesn't feel a psichas pia makar, or even they won't even ask her if she feels a psichas pia makar. They'll just tell her that we don't have our gushes v'zman hazeh, and therefore we're a color pad. And as long as your doctor, based on what we think, you're not getting your period, you're tahora, regardless of what you feel. What? And relying on this interpretation of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. Okay. So what else? Also, just one other nakuta here. Let's just talk about one last thing. The Chasam Sofer as is also a potential chumra. I'll just mention that. The Chasam Sofer or the Maram Shek could be a chumra, right? That could be a chumra. Good question. What if, right, what Tzvi asked, what if a woman gets her period but she doesn't feel it? Right? What would be? For example, the question is asked, what if a woman is in a very deep sleep? Right? She takes sleeping pills or she's drugged out or she's chasham in a coma or paralyzed from the waist down. Right? Chalila. Right? So she actually doesn't feel anything. Could she do away with nida? Right, meaning make sure the blood doesn't go on a white garment, don't look there, and could she, right, put a black pad on that makom, and could she do away with helpless nida? Could she, right? So she doesn't want to do that. Rav Nissim Kreutz was okay with it. Why? Because you take the Noed Bihuda. What does the Noed Bihuda understand? He understands that this having a hargasha is a siba of tuma. You know, it's not just a simon about anything. It's a siba. That part of being a nida is sensing. She's a nida. If she doesn't sense she's a nida, she's not a nida. Period. That's needed. Rav Vazna writes in the Shuva, I think it's another Maram Kamos. He says, no, you have to be machmer for the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't say to be make like the Chasam Sofer, but machmer like the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer understands that be'etzem, there's a physiological difference between nida and kesem. Because nida, at least this could be a pshat on the Chasam Sofer, right? That Chasam Sofer could be telling us that it doesn't matter if you know what you know and what you felt. The question is your flow a normal riyah or is it not a normal riyah? And it's a simen. The hargasha is a simen that this is normal riyah. If there's no hargasha, then that's a simen that something's not regular here, and therefore it's not derech riyah, and therefore you're tar. But if it's a regular riyah, totally regular riyah, just a woman, her nerves aren't working, she can't feel it, so mamela, she'll be tameya. Okay. So just lemaisa. Let's just say the lemaisa here. Basically, I am in hamachmirim. There are svarim bader shulchan's machmir, of karp, mishmer's taras machmir. And basically, a woman has to be machmir. Anytime she feels something, she feels anything that's moving that makes her think her period is coming. If she, like before she gets her period, she feels a feeling that she described as something's brewing there. She feels a lot of motion there. Or, what's more likely, she feels she's discharging blood. She feels a discharge. She looks on her underwear, her green underwear, and there's blood there. Right? How does she know it's blood? She rubs it on something white, and she looks at it, and she says, yes, that is blood. And she felt it come out. She's a tamei. If she feels the maram shiks, hargasha, she feels menstrual cramping and then sees blood without hargasha, minor tears also to be machmer. I sort of, Lil Yashiv says that even though the ikur is not like the maram shik, he says, but for a woman, he says, who doesn't feel hargasha, who doesn't have any other hargasha, the mela, the hargasha of the maram shik, she should be choshish for it. Right, the emes is, if it's very clear to her that this is her period, I personally have a very hard time saying that she's tahor. Another chumrah. Now, what about a woman who doesn't feel anything? There are women who definitely say that they don't feel discharges. They see a lot of staining. And what do you do? So there's a few chumras. Be'etzem, l'chayra, the noyguhudi, can be makel. But there are chumras. One chumra is mentioned already in Rishonim. It said they say any woman who's having a consistent flow, if she's not just seeing one stain, but it's a consistently flowing dam, you assume, even if she didn't feel anything, you assume ergishav alav adaite. Maybe we'll talk about this more later in the year. But there's a woman who's flowing dam, you assume there must have been hargasha. She's not paying attention, well, if she doesn't feel anything. But we're choshesh for hargasha. So that's also true. Therefore, if a woman is having consistent flow, it's not that she found a stain, but she knows if she puts wearing her underwear every, let's say 15 minutes, there's going to be another drop of blood. That'll also make a woman a nida. The last thing that'll make a woman a nida is a chiddush of Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe held by hargashos, but he knew that there was some woman who asked him and said they didn't have hargashos. So he was dan al pi, and he thought they probably felt a hargasha and didn't notice it. If a woman would say no hargasha, he would say how much, he would look at how much dam she saw. He would look at the underwear and see how much dam there was there. And based on what would he paskin? So different Talmid of Rav Moshe said different things. The most famous shmua is a half a dollar bill. The amount of dam that would cover a half a dollar bill. I asked many Talmid of Rav Moshe, none of the ones I asked said they heard such a thing from Rav Moshe. One Talmud told me he heard from Rav Moshe 7 pennies. One told me he heard 3/4. The Talmidim who are most reliable, who I asked them, Rav Welcher, who did Shemesh for Rav Moshe, Rav Bluth, who's considered like the closest Talmud, one of the closest Talmidim alive, Rav First from Chicago, they said they did Shemesh. Rav Moshe never had a shiur. He based it on how likely he was, he thought that there was a hargasha. Rav Luz told me, he said, once a woman came and she saw a dam and she said she didn't feel anything, she said, but she really wouldn't have felt anything because she was at a chasana. And she, like she was jumping, you know, with a band, you won't hear your watch, but you also won't feel your hargashas. Right? It's a very dachistic feeling. What? Like a woman's dancing, she's extremely unlikely to feel that sort of discharge. So he was machmer, he was more machmer on her. Right? So that's something, you know, I'm always more makel. If a woman is machmer on hargashos, so I'm always more makel when she doesn't have a hargasha. A woman who doesn't hold hargashos, I'm always more makel when she doesn't have hargasha if she knows what hargasha is. I mean, if she's a woman who's always machmer when she feels something, and she said she doesn't feel something, so she knows to say she didn't feel something. So there's more room to support her. If it's a large amount of dam, I would still be machmer. But if it's a woman who really doesn't know what you're talking about, so then I'm only makel on color if it's the amount that I know women never feel hargasha. Like a small amount of dam, women will always not feel hargasha. Right? I don't know if I've ever had a woman tell me with like a minute amount of dam that she felt a discharge. So that's sort of a vague. So basically, just b'kitzer. B'kitzer, Isser Karis, machmer for the Noid Yehuda, if there's a discharge, any clear feeling that she has that the dam came from her, be machmer. Anything that we have a clear raya that this Isser period, be machmer. Anything that makes it clear that she probably felt it, such as a consistent flow or a very large flow, a lot of blood there, so Mamela also one should be machmer. Okay. All right, so Shem Gil, you have any questions? No? You're good? Okay. Yeah.
That's Simen Siva? I mean, what is how you define Hargasha have to do with Simen Siva?
That doesn't have to be Simen Siva. It doesn't have to be.
But why does that explain that?
I'm really saying it most clearly in the third Mahalach, because I'm assuming like this.
from the Tzemach Halacha?
Well, no, really, all Mahalchim, I would.